With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
Joining us now on our SDCCU fan hotline, another accomplished college baseball coach in Southern California, USD's Rich Hill is with us. Coach, it's good to have you on this morning on Ben and Woods again.
Hey, Ben. Always great to be on with you guys. Wish it was under different circumstances.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the coaching career and of John Altobelli at Orange Coast College, JC in Southern California. And it was funny. I noticed he has 705 career wins, had 705 career wins at the time of his passing. You have 702 career wins at USD and, you know, over 1,000 in your coaching career, but obviously a huge overlap in terms of your coaching career. I've got to imagine that your paths have crossed many, many times over the past couple of decades.
Big time, you know. I mean, he was affectionately known as Alto to everybody. Nobody called him John. We're about the same age, you know. He was at University of Houston, was a team captain there in 85. Actually, good friends with our athletic director, Bill McGillis. They were at Houston at the same time. And, you know, he took over for a legend at Orange Coast, Mike Maine. And, yeah, I mean, we got players from him all through the years, impactful, tough kids. And we also sent him players. So we had this great pipeline, you know, Alto and USD and USF when I was up there as well. So it was a great relationship, not only professional, but as a friendship. You know, I mean, it was crazy, and it is crazy. It still really hasn't sunk in yet, you know, and it's less than 48 hours away, and you still just kind of trying to wrap my head around this thing.
Yeah, I think we're all there. We're talking to Coach Rich Hill from USD, and I think we're all there, you know, and it was important to us to make sure. I mean, obviously, Kobe Bryant's one of the biggest names in sports history ever, in the history of sports, and we understand that. But even more close to home here, you know, a guy from Orange County, you know, coaching up there. I play adult baseball with a lot of guys that played for him and know him very well. And everybody just had the kindest things to say. He was a hard-nosed coach. He was a tough coach, but by all accounts, a very, very good coach. What was he like as a man, a husband, a father?
When we go through these remembrances, you know, and we're talking about people's lives and legacies, you know, everybody just, you know, has these glowing, you know, things to say about people. And this is one of them. And this is legit, man. I mean, this dude, as a community college coach, you know, I mean, that's kind of a different deal. And, you know, you're going to get 18-year-old guys that maybe weren't doing what they needed to do academically, and they bounce back, and there's a little bit something to their lives, you know, and they go to Alto and become men. And that's going to be a common theme and a common thread, you know, that you'll hear is I grew up, I became a man. And those community college baseball coaches, I mean, they're more counselor, mentor, and role model than they are a baseball coach. And, you know, Alto he had such joy. I mean, it was genuine when he would be able to place one of his kids at any four-year school, you know, and he had that reputation. You go to Orange Coast to move on to the next level. I mean, he genuinely, you know, I use that word again, I mean, it's a genuine deal where he would really care about his players, and that came through. That's what allowed him to be tough, you know, on these kids that were kind of going through the wilderness at that 18, 19-year-old mark, you know. And then you use the word impact, you know, and that's why, you know, everybody, you know, is just, you know, they speak about him and their eyes well up, especially the players and his assistant coaches. I mean, his assistant coaches that go through there were treated like family members, you know, and speaking of his family, you know, his wife and him were a team, and that's kind of why it hits me so hard. It's like his kids. I know JJ, you know, he's a scout for the Red Sox here in the Southern California area. We actually, you know, tried to hire him, you know, after college and everything, and followed his career. But his wife was one of those wives that, you know, he took to the ABCA convention every year. She was hanging with him in the lobby and just kind of chopping it up with all the other coaches. And she was right at home, right on his arm, and at all the games, wearing the Coast jersey. His little girl was a bat girl. So it was that kind of deal. His assistant coaches would be over at his house for meals all the time. Same thing with the players. So you talk about that kind of man who's extremely dedicated to his family. That was all it was about for him. And then to take it one step further in his professional career where, I mean, hey, it was bigger than winning a game. If he could place his players, you know, at a four-year school, see him graduate, see him playing in the big leagues. So it was that kind of guy, you know, and he will be sorely missed, not only in the baseball field, but, you know, all those kids that he impacted.
Among those players that passed through, Aaron Judge, New York Yankee, former Orange Coast Colleger under John Altobelli. Hey, Coach, we really appreciate you just giving us a little perspective on this. Before you go, just give us a quick update. I know you guys are gearing up for another season at Fowler Park, starting here real soon, and no pressure here, but I know you got to turn it around. It's been a few years since the last WCC championship.
Well, we won a WCC championship in 2015, so it's not that long ago, but it has been a while since.
It's 2020. What have you done for me lately, Coach? Let's come on. Let's go.
I want to be like Rocky Long, man. I want to have one of his press conferences like, hey, man, what do you mean? You know? But I love that dude, Rocky. But, hey, this is the year, 2020. We've got a great lineup. We got some really good young pitchers. And it just depends, again, you know, if we have the ingredients, you know, do we have the recipe? That's my job. We're working hard. You know, we just had a great weekend with Chris Bryant back in town, you know, being inducted into our Hall of Fame. The energy, the vibe is level 10 right now. We're working hard. We're going to be extremely prepared on game day. We're going to control the controllables like we always do. Unbelievable schedule. But I really believe this is the year we're going to do it.
Well, we all love Rocky, but, Coach, I can't see you going back to Kalaloo to coach third base. So I think you're stuck around here for a while.
I'm not talking about that. He has hero press conferences.
He really does. His press conferences are pretty legendary.
He gives you some good sound bites, man.
Well, Coach, good luck this season to the Truros. And, again, thank you for sharing your memories of Alto, Coach Altobelli, on what's obviously been a really tough week here in Southern California and around the world. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate you, Benny.
All right, Coach Rich Hill.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.